Here are 5 easy tips that you can start today to help you improve your English. Tip number 1, practice English every day. So how do you do this? You can start by setting aside a specific time each day dedicated solely to practicing English. This could include different things like grammar exercises, vocabulary flashcards, reading, writing, speaking, or listening exercises. And obviously, you know, some of the benefits with this is that consistency in practice reinforces memory. And so it's like a muscle in your brain. You're like working out your muscle every single day, but for your brain. And of course, this is very important for acquiring a language because you are hearing it constantly and you're using it. Tip number 2 is to use technology. And we have this tool literally at the tips of our fingers. You can add this into your everyday learning. So going back to tip number 1, if you guys practice every day, you can even add the social media piece to it. Spend 5-10 minutes a day just watching social media content on English learning. You can also download apps, of course, right? Some of the benefits of these apps is that they're very interactive, and some of them even provide you with immediate feedback. It also allows you to have a very personalized learning experience, which is great because, you know, there are different levels. Everyone's like in a different level. If you were in a classroom, there could be some students that were, you know, less advanced compared to you, or even some that are more advanced. So learning apps actually allow you to have a very personalized learning experience. They can also allow you, depending on what platform you're using, they can also allow you guys to connect with native speakers or teachers on a global level. Tip number 3 is to speak as much as you can. So you can do this by engaging in conversations, whether it's with native speakers or other English language learners. You can do that either in person or online. I think online is probably the easier, more convenient route these days. But you can do this, you know, by connecting even on social media, different community groups, chat groups, and things of that nature. Obviously, there are so many benefits with speaking as much as possible. Just by speaking often, you will improve your pronunciation. You are training your tongue to pronounce words, to sound out different sounds that maybe you don't have in your native language, or you're just not used to pronouncing them that way. It also helps to improve your fluency, and it provides you with a real-world context, which is invaluable for learning a language. So tip number 4, this is actually one that I really, really highly recommend, and you guys may not think so, but it is to read a lot. Reading will expose you to new vocabulary and learn how to use words in different contexts. So if you guys see a new word that maybe you're not familiar with, you can look it up and then see how it's used and start using it yourself. The nice thing about reading is that it's super easy to attain. You can read on social media, you can read newspaper articles online. One of the suggestions that I have is that you read something that you are actually interested in to keep yourself motivated. So if you're into cooking, you can read articles that talk about different recipes, the names of different types of recipes. With that, you can learn new vocabulary as well, vegetables, fruits, things of that nature. You can also watch YouTube channels that might have those recipes, and you can hear those things pronounced out loud, and then you yourself can repeat and practice your pronunciation as well. I think the number one benefit from reading is that it expands your vocabulary. Another added benefit is that it actually does help you with grammar usage in context, and it also improves comprehension skills. And last but not least, and maybe even the most important on this list, is don't be afraid to make mistakes. I have come across so many English language learners that are like afraid to make a mistake. They want to say everything perfectly, but it really defeats the purpose. Making mistakes is really part of the learning process. If you guys look at children, they actually don't learn a language, they just acquire it because they're immersed in it all the time. So babies are born, they don't know how to speak anything. And then when they do finally start learning how to speak, they make so many mistakes. As they grow and get older and they're constantly being surrounded by the language, they start to see that they're saying things incorrectly. They begin to perceive how they're talking. And as adults, we do the same. So even if you're saying something incorrectly in English, the more that you expose yourself to the language, the more that you read, the more that you practice every day and use technology and speak as much as possible, the more that you are going to see, hey, I've been saying this phrase wrong, and now that I've heard, you know, other people saying this phrase, I'm saying it correctly now, or I can correct myself. And that's actually been my own experience when learning another language, is that I will hear usually native speakers say things in a way, and then I realize, oh, I've actually been saying that incorrectly. And hearing them and being exposed constantly to the language, I realize, okay, this is how you actually say it, and then I can correct myself. So these tips, when implemented, can significantly accelerate your learning process and make learning English a more enjoyable and rewarding experience.